We continue the Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Hey Amud Beis. We're going to begin about 10 lines from the bottom of the page. The Gemara begins by referencing the Braisa, which we had previously seen, the Braisa, which analyzes the Pasuk, which talks about the Isur Bal Ta'acher, the prohibition in the Torah to delay the fulfillment of various Nadarim. And in the Braisa it says, V'hoye b'chochet, literally there will be a sin in you. However, the Braisa interpreted, V'lo b'korban chochet, that if a person violates the prohibition of Bal Ta'acher, so he as an individual is in violation of a prohibition. However, there will not be literally a chet in the carbon, meaning the carbon itself does not become pasul lahakrava. So it's still, one is still able to go ahead and bring this animal even after the prescribed ideal period has passed. So says the Gemara, v'hamei hacha nafka, is it true that this halacha, v'lo b'karbon chachet, is derived from here, midacherim nafka? After all, we see that it is derived from another place, from the position of acherim, literally the others. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, acherim amrim, others say, yachol yehe b'chor she'avash naso, you would think that a b'chor with whose first year passed, kifsulei hamikdashin v'yipasel, should be disqualified, just as any other psulei mikdashin, any other animals that have been consecrated for the purpose of bringing karbonon that have become pasul. Tamanoma comes called the pasuk and says, "V'achadul fnei Hashem el kecha, maaser deganchah tirashchav yitzarecha uvechoros bikarchav etzonecha." The pasuk says that you shall eat before Hashem. What should you eat before Hashem? Maaser deganchah. You should eat tirashchav yitzarecha, the maaser of wine and oil, and bechoros bikarchav etzonecha, the firstborn, the bechoros of your cattle and of your flock. And over here, says the Braisa, Makish Bechor L'Maiser. The Torah is Makish, compares Bechor to Maiser Sheni. And the analogy is to be understood as follows. Ma Maiser Enu Nifsal Bishon El Chaverito. Just as Maiser does not become disqualified from one year to the next, Af Bechor Enu Nifsal Bishon El Chaverito. So too, the same is true with when it comes to a Bechor. Meaning, that even though one failed to bring the Bechor in the proper time, it does not become possible, it does not become disqualified, even though the time has passed, but a person can even bring it the next year. So, the Gemara seems to assume that just like this Hekesh is found in the name of Acherim between Maiser Sheni and Bechor, so the same would apply to all animals, not only Bechor, but all animals that are being brought late do not become disqualified. So why then, says the Gemara, do we need the Braisa over here to teach us from the Pasuk V'hoye b'chet? After all, we see that B'shem Acherim, this was learned from a Hekesh between Maaser Sheni and Bechor. So says the Gemara, it's derech, that we need this second Rasha over here in our Braisa. One would have thought, Hani Mili Bechor, that when is this true? That the animal does not become pasul even though it has not been brought in the prescribed time? This is only true when it comes to Bechor, the Lav Bar Hartzo'ahu, because it is not a korban which is brought for the purpose of hartsa'ah, which means appeasement, that it is not coming to bring apart any sort of reconciliation or any sort of kapara between the person who's bringing the korban and HaKadosh Baruch Hu of HaKadoshim Dibnei Hartzonin, who, however, HaKadoshim in general, when it comes to other korbanos, Chatas and Asham, are brought, obviously, for the purpose of Ritzoi, they are brought L'Shem Kapara, or even when it comes to a Kaman Shlamim, let's say, which is brought, says Rashi, L'Doron, when it comes to it's brought as a gift, that's also something which is coming for the purpose of Hartzah, to solidify, to strengthen the connection between the Bala Korban and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then we would say, Eim Alo Liratzu. So then we should say, well, since this Korban is coming for the purpose of Ritzoi, well, if you brought it late, then the animal could no longer qualify in order to be able to enable that Ritzoi. Kamash Malon comes along now this second Braisa and informs us that no, it's not only when it comes to an animal like Bechor, where there is no Ritzoi, it's just a stamen obligation, that we say that the animal does not become pasul even after the prohibition of Baal Ta'acher has been violated, but even when it comes to other Karbanos, other Kachim, Chatas, Ashim, Ola, Shlomim, etc., here as well, based on the pasuk of V'hoy b'chachet, our Braisa teaches V'lo b'karban chachet, that there is no residual, there was no, there's no psul that affects the animal itself, and so therefore the animal can be brought even after the prescribed period. continues the Gemara, the last word on the bottom of Heyim and Beis, Akasi says Gemara, but still, mi de ben azay nafka, but you could still derive this very same halacha from ben azay. The Tanya, as we learn in a Braisa, ben azay omer oso. Ma Talmud Loma, what do we learn from the word oso? Now this oso over here is found in the context of the Isser Pigol. The Torah tells us that a person, when the Kohen goes ahead and brings the Karban, so he was required to bring it in the proper way, and his kavana, his intention at the time of the various stages of the Hakravas HaKarban, the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Halacha, the Zrika, he has to have the proper kavana in mind, and in this case the kavana means that he has to think to himself that this carbon is going to be brought at a certain time, consumed at a certain point, in the right place, etc. So if a person, if the Kohen who's doing the Avodah, has another thought in mind, he thinks that it's going to be eaten at a different point, so this is what we call pikul. And over there the Torah says, lo yirotzeh, that such an animal is not going to be accepted, hamakriv also lo yichashev lo. It will not be considered, literally, for the one and to the one who brings it. In other words, it's not going to be a ritzoy, it is not going to be effective form of appeasement for the one who offers it. So Ben Azai tries to understand what is the need for that word oso. Even had the word oso been excluded from the pasuk, it would have been clear that the pasuk is referring to the karbon. So says Ben Azai, oso matam loma. Why does the pasuk say oso? Lefisha nemar, because the pasuk says elsewhere, lo sa'acher l'shalmo. That's our pasuk about the acher, that you cannot delay in bringing the karbon. Shemei ani. So I would have thought, af mi acher nidro b'bal yiratzeh. Even if a person goes ahead and delays, postpones the bringing of his karban, he delays the fulfillment of his vow, so he should also be subject to this exclusion of Bayi Ratzeh. Tamad Loma comes along the pasuk and says, Oso. No, that it's only when it comes to pigul. Oso below Yiratzeh. And when it comes to pigul, we say, so then it is not going to be accepted. Ve'ein ma'acher nidro ba'bayi Yiratzeh. However, when it comes to one who merely is in violation of the Yisra Ba'al Ta'acher, he postpones, he delays the bringing of the karbon, even though that's a prohibition, that's an avera, but nevertheless, such a person will not effectively invalidate the animal. The animal that's being brought as a karbon. So, says the Gemara, why then do we need our braisa? Our braisa which says, v'hoi b'chachet, lo b'karbon chachet, why is that necessary? After all, we already learn essentially the same principle from Ben Azai, who darshens the pasuk from Pigul, only over there also, it's only when it comes to the Pigul would say lo yeraseh. However, in ma'achanidro, b'bal yeraseh. However, when it comes to a person who delays, postpones the bringing of the karbon, so it does not have this effect of disqualifying the animal for hakrava. So Ella the Gemara says, rather, we darshan this pasuk differently. Based on this last question that the Gemara raises, namely, that we can essentially learn this principle from the teaching of Ben Azai, so how do we understand lo yibacha chait? V'hoi yibacha chait. What do we learn from the pasuk v'hoi yibacha chait? So ela b'cha chait v'lo b'ishtacha chait. That the chait of bata acher, of postponing, of delaying the fulfillment of a vow, so that is something that is going to be within you, but not within one's wife. So k'dayta chamina, because one perhaps could have thought, ho ilva amar Rabbi Yochanan v'temer b'lozer, since we learn in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, perhaps Rabbi Lazar, Ein ishto shel adam meisa lim kein mevakshin mimenu mamon ve'ein lo, that a woman, a man's wife, literally, will die an untimely death if he has stolen money. He's been asked for that money to repay, and he doesn't have it to repay. So Shneimer as a pasuk says in Mishlei, Ein lo chalashalim lama yikach mishkavcha mitachtecha. If a person has nothing to pay with, why should we take literally from your bed, in this context, meaning your wife, from under you? So, perhaps you would say, so just like when a person steals money and he doesn't have money to repay, so lo aleinu, the consequence of that may be the premature passing of his wife. So perhaps you would say the same is true over here, that if a person takes a neder, if a person accepts upon himself a certain obligation and delays in the fulfillment of that vow, you would think that also this is something that could affect his wife. Kamash Malan comes along the pasuk and says, no, that the chait will be only within you and it will affect you, but it will not affect your wife.